At an industrial park in Spokane Valley, newly hired call center representatives are learning how to greet callers.
When you answer the phone, what is the first thing that you always want to do?
Identify yourself.
The state of Washington is trying to add more workers to its healthcare exchange call center, and fast. Managers plan to double the number of humans at the end of your call by mid-December. Right now, they're looking for places to put more cubicles.
Just said to cram them in, you know, we got to get them in.
Don Albright manages the state call center. He says everything is more than they expected. They staffed up for maybe 2,000 calls a day. Instead, it's been three times that. They figured calls would be on average 17 minutes. Instead, it's more like 30 to 40 minutes. Albright says it turns out people need a lot of step-by-step advice.
Most questions are all about what they qualify for, how much are their tax credits, applying on the phone or needing help at home applying.
Now, the launch of Washington's healthcare exchange has been relatively smooth, at least compared to the beleaguered federal website. Thousands of people in Washington have successfully signed up online. But the state system still has to communicate with the federal data hub.
One of the things we have to get information from the federal hub is eligibility things. So if the hub is not up, we can't really complete our applications here.
And has that happened?
Yes.
In fact, about an hour after we talked, the federal hub went down, again, bringing progress on applications to a halt. Nationally, customer service lines are turning out to be more important to the Affordable Care Act than anticipated. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says an additional 2,000 customer service reps will be hired for the federal hotline. For states that rely entirely on the federal website, it feels like a bit of a flashback.
In lieu of that working, we do have to go to that sort of pre-internet era.
Alberto Gonzalez is the operations project manager for Your Health Idaho.
Where you have to, you know, do this over the phone or send in a paper application, which is reliable, but certainly not the most current way of conducting business.
Gonzalez says Idaho will eventually have its own state-run exchange. His agency has had to change its message since October 1st from enroll online to browse the plans online and then enroll over the phone. In Oregon, during the first month, all the applications successfully submitted, about 7,000 of them, were by paper. Even in Washington, some people are avoiding the website and opting for old-fashioned methods of applying.
Okay, so what I'm showing here, and this, of course, is just an estimate.
That's what's happening at the call center near Spokane. Across the room, customer service representative Katie Reese sits next to a desk stacked with paper applications. She says it's hard to keep up with the number of forms coming in by snail mail and fax.
On Saturdays, I come in and I train people to do paper applications, and we trained 7 last weekend, and then we're planning on bringing in 50 more just to do paper applications.
Many of the applications are from pregnant women who are looking to get coverage for their doctor visits next year. Reese says, hiccups aside, she's sold on the new healthcare law.
And I think, you know, people will find out that, yes, it's a great program and it's going to help a lot of people that couldn't get coverage before and now they can.
If they can get signed up. Officials at the Washington Health Benefit Exchange are now looking for another building nearby to house a second center to take calls. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.